Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is a pleasure and a joy to have Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, back to give his picks of what's new to watch this weekend. And there's a couple here, actually, I have to say, Owen, that would be right up my street. And we'll start with this one. And in fact, I remember a couple of years ago when I was at home sick and I watched this series on Netflix and I was totally blown away by it. And now there is a remix on Sky One, which basically is a true crime drama about a novelist who, well, did he or did he not murder his wife? This is The Staircase now.
I'd like to make a toast to so many better days ahead. Every day is going to be an adventure. So always stop and think, this is one of the happiest days of my life.
To the Petersons.
To us.
911,
where are your markings?
My wife, she had an accident.
What kind of accident?
She
fell down the stairs.
Someone holding something caused the impact to make these wounds.
It's a witch hunt.
Yeah, I was actually in the same boat as you. I watched this Netflix series, I'd say maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it so fascinating. Yeah. God, yeah. The things that happened, like all the theories that came out and just fantastic to watch and just see it unfold. So yeah, this is The Staircase, which is, I guess, the Hollywood live action.
It's Colin Firth, isn't it?
Colin Firth. And he does a really good impersonation of Michael Pearson, to be fair. And Toni Collette stars as his
wife. I really like her, yeah.
Yeah. Particularly in the second episode, Toni Collette really comes into her own because they do, you know, backflashes from when in the build up towards her death. And there's one scene in particular where you're just like, yes, Toni Collette nails this. But yeah, it's basically a live action reenactment. 8 episodes in total. There's 3 episodes on Sky and Now right now. And the new episode releasing weekly, basically following the same lines as a documentary, to be fair, and then with an extra backstory into the family.
Do you know, I mean, why did they decide to do a remake of it?
I know? I'm a little bit bored of this in Hollywood, to be honest, because it's like, you know, you've already seen the documentary,
yeah.
Watch the live action. I don't really know who it's for. Maybe it's for a new audience that might go back and watch the Netflix series. But if you've seen the documentary, there's not much to see here, except for maybe just the actors playing these okay. characters.
Or unless you're a woman of a certain age as I am who can't remember what she did last week and I'm trying to remember what conclusion I came to at the end of it. I have no idea. I know I liked it, but that's as far as it goes, so I'll probably sit down and watch it again. I remember that now.
I mean, it is a fascinating story.
Absolutely it is. All right, so that's The Staircase, new to Sky Now. Now this one, you're going to have to explain this to me. I'm trying to get my head around it. It stars Mike Myers, who I understand plays 7 different characters over 6 episodes. It is a new series to Netflix. This is The Pentaverate.
Yes, got it in one.
Congratulations. You've just been kidnapped into the world's oldest and most effective secret society of 5 men. Lord Lordington, our highest ranking member, former Australian media mogul Bruce Baldwin, ex-member of Putin's oligarchy Mishu Ivanov, Alice Cooper's former manager Shep Gordon, and you.
Ken, man on the street opinions come from Twitter now.
Please, give me one more chance.
Maybe you're destined for something greater.
I'm being sent to Dubrovnik. I repeat, sent to Dubrovnik.
What's Dubrovnik?
Yeah, so this is Mike Myers. He's been kind of out of the spotlight for a few years. You know, he's known for Austin Powers, Shrek, Wayne's World, of course. He did kind of have a bit of a bump in the road. I think it was The Love Guru back in 2008, which was a movie that got critically panned. And I don't know, maybe he retreated into...
Definitely, I don't remember that one.
Yeah,
Definitely.
I didn't see it. I do remember it was bad, the reviews. But yeah, so he's kind of been off the grid. So he's back now with a new Netflix series. 6 episodes, all available right now. It's a story that's about a mysterious group of men. They've been working together for centuries to influence global events around the world for the greater good, quotation marks. But then a Canadian journalist finds himself wrapped up in a mission to expose the truth of the shady organization. So it's a bit mad. Even if you look at the trailer, it looks a little bit dated, but there's a cracking kind of all-star cast. There's like Ken Jeong, Keegan-Michael Key, Jennifer Saunders is in there, Rob Lowe. There's plenty more surprises along the way, but it'll be interesting to see if this does well for Netflix.
Okay, so that's the Pentaverate, new to Netflix. And the final one, now I don't have a clip for this for the simple reason that it is a foreign language series, so it wouldn't make any sense. But I have to say, and I've talked about this before, I'm a huge fan of anything foreign because they tend to be grittier and more true, more real. I just find that they can suck you in more than anything that comes out of Hollywood, as far as I'm concerned. And this actually, this sounds like a must watch. This is new to Netflix and it's the story of Sweden's most notorious gangster, Clark Olofsson, who really was the criminal who inspired the term Stockholm Syndrome. This is Clark.
So it's a 6-part series, all 1 hour long. And I actually lived in Sweden for a little bit. And
did
I
you?
Encapsulated myself into the Swedish culture and movies and TV shows. And this really kind of nails the whole Swedish vibe. It's set in the 1960s. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, a little bit of dark comedy, over-the-top kind of physical comedy as well. But then there's like layers of deep and powerful character moments as well. So you kind of get to know Clark a little bit better as well. It's all based on his autobiography, which is... You know, he reveals some truths and some lies. It's kind of hard to know what's actually the truth because he's kind of a very unreliable narrator.
Right. So I was going to ask, what is the aim of this? Is the aim to give a bit more insight into who he was or what are they trying to achieve with this?
I guess they're trying to maybe humanize the gangster of it all. You know, why did he do this? Why was he the leader of this big bank heist that went wrong for him? I don't know, to be honest. It's a little bit of... I don't know.
It sounds a bit out there.
Yeah, it's
actually.
A bit, it is very out there. Like there's some crazy scenes that do unfold through this. But I guess it's trying to, you know, normalize one of the biggest bank robbers in European history, maybe, to be honest.
Worth a watch.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think of the three this week, this would be my favourite.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to, I think, I'm not so sure about the Mike Myers one.
I think I'll pass on that myself.
But definitely the first and the last. All right, so just to recap then, we have the new series on Sky Now, The Staircase with Colin Firth and Toni Collette, the Pentaverate on Netflix, new series there. You know you're off to a bad start when you can't even pronounce what the name of the series is. There's just no hope. And we'll finish off then with Netflix, that one, Clark. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Owen, always a pleasure. And happy viewing this week. We'll look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday.
Cool. Thanks, Carol.